It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
COVID deniers and poo-pooers, take note. The most infectious and transmissible variant of COVID-19 is here. It's the shape-shifting BA5 variant of Omicron, and it's fueling a global surge. And as viruses do, this one has evolved and can evade immunity provided by previous COVID-19 vaccines and infections. In the U.S., BA5 accounts for 65% of new infections last week, according to the CDC. The variant is also surging in China, raising the fear that major cities there may soon reinstate those strict lockdown measures that were recently lifted. If you're wondering how to manage the new wave, well, the White House's COVID-19 response coordinator, Dr. Ashish Jha, urged Americans aged 50 and older to get that second booster shot, while U.S. health officials are urgently working on a plan to allow all adults to get those boosters. Oh, and monkeypox is making inroads here in the U.S. too. A bit of advice, a good N95 mask could really help when you must be around other people. Well, President Joe Biden arrived in Israel on Wednesday for the start of his four-day visit to the Middle East, his first visit to the region since being elected president. Biden was met at the airport by Israeli Prime Minister Yair Lapid and Israeli President Isaac Herzog, who he'll be meeting with today. In the lead-up to the trip, U.S. officials have been working to deepen Israeli-Arab security coordination and to broker agreements that will move Israel and Saudi Arabia closer to normalization. Meanwhile, many Palestinians are pessimistic about Biden's visit because of the perceived unwillingness to pressure Israel over their continued expansion of West Bank settlements and other key issues. Stay tuned. Supreme extreme fallout, and yet more proof that Fox Not News lies, and a whole cottage industry of so-called news propaganda outlets have sprung up around it, and they also lie. That's why I'm always telling you to check your sources. A Columbus, Ohio man was arraigned Wednesday on charges that he raped and impregnated a 10-year-old girl who then had to travel from the state to Indiana to get an abortion. Now, the story is real, despite many days and many accusations that it was fake news by the actual purveyors of such nonsense. So here's what happened. On July 1st, the Indianapolis Star reported that a 10-year-old girl in Ohio was pregnant. And because Ohio had outlawed any abortion after 6 weeks, and she was at 6 weeks and 3 days, the girl was brought to Indiana for an abortion. The source was one doctor, Dr. Caitlin Bernard, an obstetrician gynecologist in Indianapolis, who said she had conferred with a child abuse doctor in Ohio. Well, President Biden obviously was outraged by this story, and he cited that Star Ledger report.
Imagine being that little girl. Just, I'm serious, just imagine being that little girl, 10 years old. Does anyone believe that it's Ohio's majority view that that should not be able to be dealt with, or in any other state in the nation?
Well, the pushback was almost immediate. Many of these right-wing propaganda outlets and even Republican elected officials declared the story fake news.
Republican Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio tweeted, quote, another lie. Anyone surprised? Tucker Carlson said the story turned out not to be true. The far-right editorial board of The Wall Street Journal published an op-ed glibly titled, an abortion story too good to confirm. Even more reputable outlets picked up on it. Washington Post fact checker Glenn Kessler, cued by the reaction to the right, wrote a whole piece sort of questioning the monstrous reality of the story, titled A One-Source Story About a 10-Year-Old and an Abortion Goes Viral. A lot of people criticize the Indianapolis Star's reporting, but it doesn't seem like many spent a lot of resources trying to confirm it.
Some of them flatly said they didn't believe that this 10-year-old existed, like the cretins on Fox, like Jesse Waters.
But if this horrific story isn't accurate and the abortion doctor and the Indianapolis Star are misleading us and the mainstream media and the president of the United States seizing on another hoax, then this is absolutely shameful.
Well, now there's proof. On Wednesday, the Columbus Dispatch reported that a man has been charged in the case. Arrest made in rape of Ohio girl that led to Indiana abortion drawing international attention. The headline from the Indianapolis Star, Ohio man charged in rape of 10-year-old that led to Indiana abortion. And the fact is that a 27-year-old man named Gershon Fuentes was arrested on Tuesday. Police say he confessed to raping the child at least twice. Franklin County Children's Services alerted police after the child's mother reported the case on June 22nd. The 10-year-old girl did indeed get a medical abortion in Indiana. The judge in Franklin County Municipal Court set Fuentes' bond at $2 million. So, how are these so-called journalists who denied the existence of the girl and said the story was fake news, how are they responding to it? Well, on Fox, the discussion of the alleged rapist, Gershon Fuentes, was about his immigration status. Here's a headline. Ohio 10-year-old's alleged rapist is Guatemalan illegal immigrant. No mention of their outright claims of BS, of course. In a related story, federal officials on Wednesday warned pharmacies that refusing to fill prescriptions for pills that induce an abortion could be a violation of civil rights laws. Such drugs are also commonly used to treat conditions like stomach ulcers, miscarriage, and ectopic pregnancy. And the Department of Health and Human Services is saying that even in states where medication abortion is now banned or restricted, not dispensing those pills, quote, may be discriminating on the basis of sex or disability. The House of Representatives on Wednesday night passed H.R. 6538, a bill that would establish an active shooter alert system. Sounds reasonable, right? Except to 168 Republicans who voted against it. This legislation aims to empower the federal government to assist state and local law enforcement agencies to create alert systems when there are active shooters. It'll be similar to an Amber Alert. It was sponsored by Congressman David Cicilline, Democrat, and Republican Fred Upton, and the bill passed 260 to 169. 43 Republicans joined all but one of the Democrats. Who voted against it? Ron Kind of Wisconsin. Huh? And in case you were wondering, some Republicans who did vote for the bill include Liz Cheney, Adam Kinzinger, Nancy Mace, and the just-elected Myra Flores. Republicans opposed the measure, calling it an example of overreach by the federal government. Oh, man. And finally, we'll end on an up note. Officials unveiled a statue of Mary McLeod Bethune at the U.S. Capitol on Wednesday, making her the first Black American represented in the National Statuary Hall collection. Bethune's statue represents the state of Florida, go figure, and replaces one of Confederate General Edmund Kirby Smith. The change was set up under a state law signed by the former Governor Rick Scott in 2018. Smith's likeness was removed last year. Now, who's Bethune? Well, a civil rights activist and presidential advisor, she founded the Daytona Literary and Industrial Training School for Negro Girls, which later became the Bethune-Cookman University in Daytona Beach. There are statues in other parts of the Capitol honoring other Black Americans, including statues of Frederick Douglass, Rosa Parks, and busts of Martin Luther King Jr. and Sojourner Truth. But this is the first one in Statuary Hall. I got the news. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.